It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, looky here, looky here. Looks like the movie game is lucrative than you think, because more than one pop star, rock star, overall rock star, life star, you know what I'm talking about. Beyonce, man. She's getting into the movie game. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but Beyonce's dropping a film for the Renaissance Tour. Mm-hmm. Set to debut in like December. Somebody says she's getting like 50% of the proceeds. Bruh, that is paper. Which, I mean, if I do gotta remind you, only leads me to think that she saw what T-Swift was doing with the Eras Tour film and went, yes, queen. Which also reminds me to tell you, don't forget we got the keywords all day long, starting in the 7 o'clock hour for that. That's October 4th. You get 4 passes. Man, it's going to be a beautiful time. We're taking over the AMC Mayfair Movie Theater and all that. So just know it's going to be lit. But until then, one of them things is going to just have to shake out, because Beyonce is going to get a slice of this pie. T-Swift's gonna get to it first, though. Per usual, I think. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Big day, plenty to do, so we're gonna stop wasting time. Don't forget, we got NF tickets today. This morning in the 7 o'clock hour, we got Kane Brown tickets. This morning in the 8 o'clock hour, Taylor Swift, the key word. You don't want to miss it. That comes up later in the day, too, for a long time. That's the key word. Don't think I ain't tell you no misleading information. She's here October 14th, but coming up next, very, very much so next, we're going to talk about best and worst. The best and worst what, DZ? Best and worst Halloween candy. Get ready. 103.7 KISS FM. That's right. We're talking about best and worst Halloween candy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, 'tis the season. We getting into it. It's almost spooky time. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so corny. So we're going to just, first, I'm going to let y'all hear my best and worst list. I'm going to start off with my worst, because I'm going to just get those out the way. I'm not even going to play. It's just nasty. Top of the list, candy corn. Blah. Meh. Man. Why? Why does that even exist? Why is it good? I know some people like it. I offended about 3 of my friends. I understand. I ain't worried about y'all, man. Candy corn is absolutely atrocious. Why? Sucks. Next, licorice. Especially black licorice. I mean, any licorice is just disgusting to me. But why would you, under this green earth, this beautiful planet, ever think that a child is going to enjoy some licorice during Halloween season? Or adult, for that matter. That's an old people's candy. Which leads me to my next one. If you're giving out mints, hear me right now. You need to just not give out no candy. Don't put no bowl out. Don't put no sign up. Just say no solicitors, no trick-or-treaters, because you were evil. You're evil and I can't stand you. Why would you give somebody a mint? Please, somebody explain that, man. But now to my favorites. I'm talking about the king size candy bars to any degree, but especially if you got a Hershey's, any kind. Chocolate, the little cookies and cream one. Yes, sir. Thank you kindly. A Twix. I wish I had a Twix right now. Honestly, I could eat a Twix year round. Yes,
Yes.
And what might be my top of the top as far as Halloween candies go. When I was a kid, I used to love these. And I don't know why. Somebody might think they're on the worst list, but it's okay. I don't. Milk Duds. Milk Duds might be one of my nostalgic favorite Halloween candies of all time. That's just me. All right. Now we got to hear from you. So you heard my list. Best and worst. Top to bottom. Bottom to top. I don't know if there's a specific order, but I know candy corn ain't even on the list at the end of the day. Okay. But what's yours? 414-533-1037. We want to hear from you. It's Allie and DZ. What's your best? What's your worst Halloween candy? Have you already shopped for it? I mean, are you even thinking about it? You better be, because it comes up quicker than you know. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamWD.com studios talking best and worst candy. I mean, I gave you a little breakdown list. Like, I felt like it was only right to give you my top three and bottom three so you don't confuse the two ever in your life. But now we're going to get into yours. First up, we got our boy. You already know who it is. I mean, the man with the plan from Calabam, man, is Ryan.
Good morning. Happy Hump Day.
Hey, we're going to get into it today, man. All right. So you said you got a pretty clear-cut list, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, talk 100%. To me, man. What's the best and worst? Give me one of each, man.
All right, we got to start out with the best because we're on the upside of the week now. So we're going to start out with number one, which is Snickers,
ooh,
two Reese's, and three Twix.
Let's go.
That's
okay.
Wrote,
okay,
right?
Okay. Give me the list. I love it. Let's get it. All right,
worst,
now
top
the worst.
Three worst. Black Licorice is number one.
Ah, yes, sir.
Disgusting. Mounds is number two. I love Almond Joys because it's got that almond in it, but without that, it's just not good.
Okay, so it's got to have the almond on it, or else
yep.
Just the Mounds Solo yep. Dolo just tastes a little funny.
Yep, exactly.
I hear you. No, exactly. I actually like Almond Joys. I was saying, I mean, some people don't.
Almond Joys top. It's in my four. It's in my top five. It's number four, so you got to go with that. But
okay,
number three for the worst of the worst is there's a zero bars. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they're at certain stores. They're like zero sugar or zero something. I can't remember the name. I know it's got zero in it, but they are just like one of the nastiest candy bars I've ever had in my life.
No, I don't think I've ever seen them, man. But
yeah, it's like a silver candy wrapper, and I can't remember. I just seen them the other day, and I'm like, I can't believe they still have those out on the shelves.
I know. Hey, it's because somebody likes them out there, man. Somebody's maxing on them things right now. You already know that.
Exactly.
Love, brother. We appreciate the list, though, dog.
All right, man. Take it easy.
You too, brother, man. Talk to you soon. Bye. Later. Ooh, all right. That starts the list off strong. Next, we got somebody working on a theme song right now, man. I mean, Sean, Wes, Ben, good morning, my guy. What's the word? You ready for this theme song? You're on day three.
GZ, you know it.
All right. I'm just saying, just start thinking about it. Pretty soon you're going to need it, man. But, you know, first we got to talk about best and worst candies. Now lay it on me, my guy. What's the word? What's your list?
All right, man. So I got to go with candy corn. I don't know what it is about it. It's just like chewing on wax. Me
for worst, yeah. You with me, bro?
And it's not flavored wax either, so it's kind of like, what am I doing this for?
No, it's just regular wax.
And then I don't know. I'm sure you've seen them, but those little things that are wrapped up in like they look like a strawberry or a blueberry or whatever the wrapper does.
Mm.
But it's like when you get them, they taste like Dimetapp.
What?
I think I see them more at Easter, but I've seen them at Halloween before.
Okay. They kind of like covered it. Oh, are they the ones that are covered in like a granulated sugar? They basically look like nerds.
Yeah, and it's like once you get past the sugar, then it's just not good.
I don't
dad tax my kids on that one. That's
ooh.
They can have that.
I disagree with you on those. I actually like those, Sean.
All right,
get into the best now. Get into the best. What you like now? What's
right.
Some of your favorites?
My favorites the sour gummy worms. Any of those sour gummies? Those are my favorite.
Yeah.
Then you got to go with the white chocolate Reese's Ghosts.
Ah,
they taste better in ghost form than they do in any other form.
Touche, man. Sean, we appreciate your call, fam. Let's get to it, man. Another day, another theme song pretty soon.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Later, fam. Bye. All right, next we got Tiffany and Racine calling in. Good morning, Tiffany. How you doing today?
I'm good.
All right, so talk to me. Somebody on the text line said that caramel apple suckers are the best. They steal them from their kids' bag every single year. Are you with them, or you got something different for the best? Or are you going with the worst first?
Well, the worst is those Mary Janes, the black and orange wrapped candies.
I forgot about those. Oh, snap, I forgot about those.
The best, I think, is something fun like a ring pop. Like, the kids get so geeked when I hand those out every year.
Wait, you hand out ring pops?
Yeah. We hand out shots of booze to the adults.
Wait, hold on. We're going to need to talk to you off air. We got to figure out where your block is and what you're doing, because we're going to come trick-or-treat by you. Hold on.
103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Don't forget, NF tickets coming up. He's going to be here May 8th at the Fiserv. We also got Kane Brown tickets this morning. He's going to be here at Summerfest. And yes, you can see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour film with the keyword that you enter online. That drops October, I believe, the 13th. But you can go see it the 14th with us. We packing out a whole movie theater. Not to mention, you could go online, 1037kissfm.com, win you some tickets to The Hills Have Eyes. All that creepy nonsense that you guys are into, you weirdos. All right, let's get into What Would DZ Do.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Honestly, I don't really know. Will it be better? Will it be worse? Only time will tell. But Fiona and Frank, they want to be kept anonymous, of course. They wrote in, and this one's a fiancé, family, wedding, drama one. When I tell you, boy, I tell you. So we're going to jump in. Fiona and Frank said, I'm assuming Fiona wrote this. Says, my fiancé and I are planning our wedding for next April. We've been planning over the past couple of years or so. So a lot of things are basically ready, aside from the last minute things you can't really plan until later. My family has recently been bothering us about how they want to pay for things for us. It would turn into them paying for basically everything. But the problem is, then that would turn into them holding that over our heads for basically the rest of our lives. Dang, I mean, that's a little excessive, but who knows how her family is. Said, for backstory, we're going to find out backstory. For backstory, my family has really helped us out a lot, especially early in our relationship, like getting our first apartment and our first car purchase and with small things along the way. So they've helped you guys a lot, like a lot probably, honestly. They worked hard as immigrants to provide for us. There it is. So when they could, they worked hard as immigrants to provide for us. So when they could, they never let us hear the end of it. The tale is old this time. You know what I'm saying? I walked up and downhill and uphill again both ways to get to school kind of folks. But now, for a while, my fiance and I have been independent, doing well for ourselves. We don't actually need them to pay for anything or want them to pay for anything. My fiance and I don't really know how to politely tell them we don't want their help because of how they will treat it. Any advice would be seriously appreciated. Fiona and Frank. Fiona and Frank, I hate to do this to y'all because I like y'all. Y'all seem like a very nice couple. You gotta let them pay. My advice is you gotta let it happen. Yeah, I said it. I don't care. You gotta let them do it. It at the end of the day, you needing or wanting is no longer the case. You already allowed it to ride. You allowed it to ride once, and now they want to do something for you guys like out of the kindness of their hearts. Hopefully they don't hold it against you for life. They might. I'm not going to say they won't, because they genuinely might. You feel me? And that's just something you're going to have to put up with. What you can do is put a limitation. Don't let them pay for everything, but you got to let them pay for something. If they want to pay for the venue, mamas, you already know they be charging. They tax for that. So let them pay for the venue. Let them pay for the catering. Let them pay for something, or let them reimburse you. Let them feel like they're paying for something, and just tell them a number, right? And throw that towards, no, hold on. Now I'm cooking. Hold on. Espérame un momento. Wait a minute. Let them reimburse you for something you've already paid, because I'm assuming y'all have paid for some things already. Your wedding's coming up quicker than you think. Next year is quicker than you think, right? This is what I say. Let them pay. Bring you some bread in, and you throw that towards the honeymoon fund. Hear me out, because then they feel like they did pay for something for the wedding, and you don't got to tell them that you're throwing that towards the breadbasket of the honeymoon. Now y'all can go to Turks and Caicos. Now y'all can go to, my guy and his wife just did their honeymoon in Curacao, so Curacao, so y'all could go out there, whatever, however you pronounce it, in Venezuela. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all could go to Colombia. Bruh, you could do a lot.
Okay. Hold on now. Let them pay for something. You don't got that choice. You really don't. I hate to say it, but you don't got that choice. It's a wrap. You got to let them do something for you. But I'm not the only one that I'm sure has advice. So if you got some for Fiona and Frank, Frank and Fiona, the fiancés, y'all like that alliteration? Y'all can call up 414-533-1037. That's the number you could call. You could text. The family wants to pay for the wedding, wants to pay for something at least. They've already let them pay for a lot of stuff early in their relationship. They don't need the money now. They don't want the money now, but you got to let them take it. I say, yeah, we'll take your calls and text next. 414-533-1037.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Honestly, maybe I helped. I don't know. I actually feel kind of good about this one. So Fiona and Frank wrote in and said, yeah, my family's trying to pay for the wedding, pay for parts of it at least. We don't need or want them to, though. You know, they've helped them out in the past, helped them get their first apartment, some cars, or a car, excuse me, and really just don't need it now. They've progressed along their own. They've made their own money. They probably saved enough and want to politely decline. I told them don't. Take the money. Do what you need to. Honestly, let them reimburse you for things you may have already paid for, right? You could throw that towards the honeymoon fund. But let them do something. That's your family. You kind of got to let it ride. But we're going to see what everybody else says. Coming up, we got somebody that earned their own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. It's Lori and Cedarburg. Who run the world? Girls, girls. Who run the world? Girls, who run the world? Morning, Lori.
Morning.
How we doing?
We're doing good, because I'll have to say I agree with you.
You do?
I do.
Let's go. So you're saying take the money and run. Well, not run, but run to the honeymoon.
Well, my cousin kind of had the same situation a couple years ago. They got married out in California. Mm-hmm. I believe his parents paid for most of it,
okay,
which is all right, whatever. Literally, like, 2 days after their wedding, they had to move cross country for a job.
Yeah.
So that extra money they probably saved with having family help out, let them possibly buy their first house or apartment moving across country.
True, yeah.
And they want to help out. They want to be part of the family. I mean, let them pay, because I've had cousins that, as of my cousins are very independent, very highly educated, had good college-paying jobs, but they still had the family help out because they accepted it and they used the money to help them out.
Right. No, I hear you. I mean, at the end of the day, they want to do something nice. You've let them help, or technically you've asked probably for their help once. You can't reject it twice now, or however many times on the back end, because now they feel like they owe you something, but they're trying to take care of you like family will always try to do, right?
Yeah, they always want to take care of you. And I mean, doesn't matter how old, how young you are, your parents and your parents are going to take care of you.
That part. Parents don't stop being your parents. I know that's right, Lori. Okay, yeah, you saying you agree with DZ. I love it, Lori.
Yep.
Appreciate your call. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Bye. All right, so, you know what I just noticed? Everybody up here got some theme songs today. Okay, I see y'all. Next up, we got Lisa in West Allis.
Morning.
All right, so what do you say for Fiona and Frank? I mean, are you saying take the money and run? You got some different advice. They really want to decline the money. So I'm not giving them the advice they want. Technically, I feel like they want somebody to give them just say no thank you, okay? And then stick to it and put your foot down. But maybe that's some green. That's cash. That's cold hard. Whatever it is, let them give it to you. What do you say?
I say that, you know, I know they're saying that they're going to hold it over their head, but they're their family. And I agree with you, DZ, today, too. They should gracefully accept the money. They can only hold it over their heads for so long, but I'm sure they just have really good intentions. They want to help. Let them help, because not everybody has that opportunity. My wedding, I had to pay for the whole thing myself. No parents helped us.
Mm.
You know how grateful I would have been to have that help? So to not take it would be kind of a slap in the parents' face if they're insisting and they're the family and they want to help.
Oh, do you think somebody, maybe the family would take offense if they don't let them?
Yes, because they sound like they said that they worked hard and they, you know what, whatever. And to them, maybe in their culture, it might be a slap in the face. Like, I say they should gracefully accept it and just deal with it and not think so much about it. They're overthinking it.
Yeah, you know what? I had like tried to take the immigrant family factor out. Like, that might change the dynamic to where they feel like they need to do this. Ooh, dang. Okay, Lisa. No, I'm over here like, ooh, now even more so. Take whatever. Let him pay for the whole thing now.
Yeah, I mean, I just gracefully accept it. They don't have to let them pay for it all, but maybe just within their comfort level, accept some of it like you were saying and just go with the flow.
Yeah, just go with the flow. That might be the quote of the day right there. Go with the flow.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, Lisa. Have a great rest of your day.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. All right, last but not least, you know the fireball of energy, one of our regulars, one of the OGs, it's Amanda and Racine. All right. Are you going to shock the world and agree with DZ for the third time today as, you know, as Lori and Lisa did? Or are you on your own? You going to fireball your own energy? You got a different answer, Amanda. What's up?
I'm going to go a different direction. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Stand on the 10 toes. Talk to me.
I've been through this with my family and some family members.
Okay.
And let's just say it's not worth having it over your head. So I would not accept it because you don't want that over your head.
Mm.
You want to hear, oh, that one time I made mac and cheese so hot and fresh for you all the time. Or that one time I went to the airport and drove you over there. Oh, for 10 years here and then.
Yeah. Okay. But
you don't want to hear that. Trust me.
What do you say? What do you say to the person that texts, like, if the family wants to and can continue to bless you as a couple, let it happen. This is an extension of their love for this couple, and the couple, I don't think, is seeing it that way.
Well, I would say, because we did a honeymoon fund, so we had people donate to our honeymoon, so I just tell them to do that.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to want them to pick out everything for your wedding either. You don't want them to start controlling that, like, oh, you need to do this and that. I would just have them just donate to a honeymoon fund.
Ooh.
That worked out good for us.
Yeah, no, that would work out good, but then, you know, what if they don't feel like then that's part of the wedding? Because that's where I was at. Like, they want to pay for the actual wedding itself. I mean, so some people are saying if you can have a conversation about it, that's the first step. You know, you need to be able to talk to your family, but we all know talking to our family is a whole different beast now. That's not as easy as we all make it feel like some days, most days, any day.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. But you know, at this point, I don't like care what people think. Ooh. I just say what's on my mind.
That part. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Don't forget, we got your keyword, that KISS keyword, so you can go see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour film October 14th. We're packing out the theater AMC Mayfair so you and three friends can pull up and enjoy the experience of the Eras Tour live on the big screen. Minutes away. But we also got NF tickets minutes away. Dang, we got plenty of stuff to do. So this is a busy hour, y'all. And first, I got to tell you guys, man, I think I made a mistake. A very, very big mistake, man. And I wish Allie was here to talk about it. She's out today. She's got some tum-tum problems. I'm going to just call her out. She'll be back tomorrow, though. No worries. I know people been asking. She will be back. She's all good. But what I do got to tell you guys about is my mistake that I wish she was here to give me her honest opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because now I don't know if I did a good thing or a bad thing, man. And I'm going to tell you what it is. So yesterday, I went to the barber, and I wanted to get cleaned up. You know, I told my guy Mondo, I was like, bro, you know, I've been thinking about it. Y'all know I shaved my facial hair recently, and if you don't, I did. I shaved my beard down. I did a goatee. And then now my facial hair started to grow back in. So when I went to go get cleaned up, I went, what do you think? You reshape it up into a beard? And he's like, yeah, we could do that for sure. And then we got inside and sat in the chair, and I up and decided to shave my beard off. Shave it all off. I went baby face on him, y'all. Yes, I'm in here feeling like a newborn baby with this smooth skin on my face. I don't know if it was a good idea or a bad idea. The second it happened, my face felt cold. It did. I'm not even going to cap to y'all. It just felt weird. I'm touching my face now. I don't even know if y'all can hear it. It feels different. Something like this I ain't felt in a few years. Let's just call it, okay? So I don't know if it was a good idea or a bad idea. My wife says that it was a good idea. And I guess that's all that matters, right? If she likes it, if she's happy, then I'm happy. But, ooh, does my face feel a little new? It feels cold. It feels, I was feeling rambunctious, and now I don't know. Do I regret it? Only time will tell, man. I ain't gonna lie. I think I might be growing my beard back. But speaking of regrets, I don't think people normally regret riding into Am I the Jerk? And we're gonna make sure y'all don't, because the one coming up in a second is, whoo, a doozy. It involves a stepbrother, a best friend, and a ruined relationship. We just gonna call it that, okay? Yeah, I said what I said. Somebody slept with somebody and somebody ain't happy about it. We gonna get into Am I the Jerk in just a second. Don't forget that keyword coming up, just minutes.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh-wee. This one's a hot one. And I say that preemptively just to give you a warning. Honestly, that's just all I could do. Because Evelyn wrote in and said, is my best friend a jerk for sleeping with my stepbrother? So long story short, that's exactly what my best friend did. At first, Evelyn says, at first, she was flaunting it, telling everybody, openly talking about it. Ended up telling my dad about it because it came up in conversation and we were all hanging out together. Not something out of the ordinary. I tell him most things that go in my life and in my best friend's life. That's how close we all are, especially me and my friend are. About a day later, she tells me that Jake, my stepbrother, didn't know anybody or didn't want anybody knowing that they had been together. I told her that I had already told my dad about it. She ended up freaking out on me, telling me I'm a terrible friend for telling my dad and that I should have kept it to myself. What? Now she says I'm the jerk for telling her to get some self-respect. I told her it wasn't an issue before until he said he wanted it to be a secret. We haven't talked about it since. We actually haven't talked since at all because she said she was waiting for an apology. And I'm not sure if I should be giving her one. So, am I the jerk for telling people my best friend slept with my stepbrother? Evelyn. Ooh. Okay, so there was a misspokens, right? Evelyn wants to know if she's the jerk for telling people that her best friend and her stepbrother were intimate. Ugh, that could get dicey, yo. I mean, was it your personal information to tell? No, it wasn't your personal information to tell at all. I mean, it was up to your brother and it was up to your best friend, especially if maybe it was the start of a relationship for them. And if it wasn't, even more importantly, so for you to stay out of their business, man. Now, the openness with family, I understand. I very much so understand the openness with family. Family can talk about everything, but not every family does. So I think you crossed the boundary, right? And though it involved your family, I think you crossed a boundary that made your friend uncomfortable, and you got to at least acknowledge that. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? Just because now there is, I think, an apology that has to be had. I don't want to call you the jerk, but I'm leaning towards a little bit. You know, that you took your family dynamic and imposed it in a situation where I don't think you had any business to say. You know, you said she was flaunting it, telling everybody. She clearly wasn't. Maybe you felt like that, but that's my opinion, okay? That's what I think. That's what I say. We obviously want to hear from you. You know, this is Am I the Jerk? After all, and we need votes. 414-533-1037. Evelyn wrote in. She's wondering if she's the jerk for telling people that her friend, her best friend, and her stepbrother had a relationship. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's wondering if she was in the wrong. She's wondering because her friend thinks that she needs an apology. We'll take your calls and we will take your texts next. We will see.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so we got to sort this out because Evelyn wrote in and she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling people, aka her dad, that her best friend and her stepbrother were intimate. You know, they had already been talking about it from what she thought, but then it turns out that her stepbrother didn't actually want everybody to know. So she got told by her best friend that she was the jerk for telling people that, you know, and that she should get some self-respect. She told her it wasn't an issue before until she said that they wanted it to be private and that they wanted it to be a secret. So they haven't talked since. So she wrote into Am I the Jerk? We gonna figure it out today. That's one thing I know for sure. Coming up first, we got somebody that called 5 days in a row. They're on their way, you know what I'm saying, somewhere today. I'm assuming work, but LaToya, good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
You on the way to work?
Yeah, on the way to drop the kids off first. They have their opinion too. They said, can we answer too?
Ooh, a team answer. As long as you guys answer together. Victoria, okay, so what do you say? Is Evelyn the jerk for telling people, aka her dad, that her and, you know, her best friend and her stepbrother were intimate?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there you go. She is completely a jerk. Like, ooh. I mean, that girl code, if she's your best friend, it's not for you to go run and tell what she tells you. Like, what you guys talk about should honestly stay between the two of you. If it's with a stepbrother or a guy that she met randomly in Vegas. I mean, it really shouldn't matter. In my opinion, she's definitely a jerk.
Ooh, I hear what you're saying, though. Girl code, guy code. I mean, you're saying the friendship should have stood even though it involved family.
I mean, or even be loyal to your stepbrother. I mean, the loyalty was broken on every end.
On it.
It's not her business to go tell everybody.
Right.
No.
No, I agree completely. Okay. Yeah. LaToya starts it off. She says, yes, jerk. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Now, next, we got somebody working on a theme song. I believe it's day two for Keo calling out of Milwaukee. Good morning, Keo. How you doing today?
Good morning.
Good. All right. So we're trying to figure it out for Evelyn. Are you saying yes the jerk or no the jerk for telling people that her best friend and her stepbrother were a thing for a little bit?
Well, okay. So I'm going to say not the jerk, okay?
Ooh. Speak on it.
But my thing is that that girl's wrong for sleeping with her brother-in-law, stepbrother, whatever it is. That's wrong within itself. That's a boundary you don't cross.
Oh.
So the other girl's a jerk for even doing that. There's so many other guys. Why would you want to do it with your best friend's stepbrother? That's weird.
Keo said there's a different jerk in this whole scenario, dog.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, if you didn't want anyone to know, then you should have never said anything, even to your best friend.
Ooh. Got it. Yeah, she did say on the front end that at first she felt like she was flaunting it, telling people and openly talking about it. But what you're saying is, no, you're not the jerk. Like, it is what it is. There's a different jerk, and you just did your thing.
Exactly. If someone came into my house and did something with one of my siblings, I'm telling my parents.
Ooh.
Whether it was to be messy or not, I mean, either way, you never should have told me anyways then, if you didn't want anyone else to know.
Keo.
I'm Hispanic, so you already know. I don't play that.
Yo said, I know, Keo. Keo said, yeah, I was the snitch in my household. I told on everybody. I didn't care. No, I'm playing, Keo. No, that's fantastic. You say no, we're split. Keo, appreciate your call. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three, okay?
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ooh, down the middle. We got somebody that's going to decide it today, though. Let's see. Good morning, Hannah. How you doing today?
Oh, hi, DZ. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. You get to be our deciding vote, our deciding factor. You get to decide whether Evelyn's the jerk for telling people her best friend and her stepbrother got into some canoodling.
Oh, snap, the pressure.
The pressure. No, what do you say?
So I understand the previous caller. Like, I get it. She is... maybe shouldn't have gone there, but, like, you know, they were best friends. She was probably hanging around the stepbrother, and, like, things happened. You know, they probably, like, got close or whatever one night. Maybe they had too much to drink or something. I don't know.
Who knows, right? Anything happened.
Right, exactly. So you just never know. And here's the thing. Like, they're best friends. Like, she should have been able to confide in her or whatever and tell her what happened. And I just think the best friend, like, shouldn't have gone and told anybody, especially if her stepbrother was, like, wanting to keep it quiet, because obviously it was something that made them uncomfortable, or him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And, like, a girl wanting, like, that's kind of embarrassing for a girl. Like,
all of a sudden
you slept with a guy, and then, he doesn't want to tell anybody about it. And you're like, well, why? Like, okay. You don't want to tell anybody about it.
And
like,
Hannah,
okay.
Things are going to get a little messy either way, because it's your best friend's sibling, whether it's step or not. Like, they're under a household, they share a family. You're going to have to see them. them, whether you guys start a relationship right. and turn into a couple or not. Ooh, so you're leaning that? Yeah, she's the jerk, though.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say she's the jerk because, like, it's not your business to go around telling people you're her best friend. Like, you should have kept that quiet.
Right.
Sorry, girl. I'm sorry, Evelyn, but you're the jerk, girl.
Ooh, you the jerk, girl. We appreciate your call, Hannah. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. DZ, my kids love you, and they love you're the jerk.
Thank you.
Can you give a shout-out to Dexter and Sylvia?
You just gave the shout-out to Dexter and Sylvia. I don't even need to, Mama Bear. No, we love you back. We appreciate you. Have a great day, y'all.
Thank you. You too, Mom.
Bye. All right, that decides it. Evelyn, I'm so sorry. Well, actually, no, I'm not sorry. I didn't decide it. The people did. You are the jerk today. Don't forget, coming up next, literally next, we got your NF tickets. Sit tight. We just got to play this bop. 103.7 KISS FM. Somebody is going to see NF when he comes to the Pfizer Forum May 8th. You already know. I mean, it's a hot ticket, so we got a lot of people trying to win these bad boys. But we got one person in particular on the line. We got Tammy in Milwaukee. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, DZ.
How you doing today? What you up to?
Beautiful. I'm actually dropping my son Christopher off at school right now. He's the one that wants to go to this concert, and he actually called yesterday and was on Am I the Jerk?
What? We talked to Christopher? Oh, snap! Well, look at you guys doubling up, because I'm not even going to play with y'all today. Christopher, Mama, y'all are going to NF!
Woo!
Yeah! Let's go!
Let's go, baby. We are so excited. Thank you so much, DZ. You guys are amazing.
You know what I'm saying. Allie and DZ sending you to go see NF. I mean, that's the perfect stocking stuffer. I don't know when Christopher's birthday is, but happy birthday, Christopher, because that's the next birthday present. Bobby, you better...
His birthday just happened on September 8th, and he turned 18.
Let's go, my guy. Well, congratulations on the winning. Woo! I hear him. Woo!
Oh, yeah. Excited. He was trying to call in, too. And I can't believe we got through, because we have been trying.
Listen, somebody's going to have a great day at school today. I'll tell you that.
Oh, amen.
Okay.
Thank you so much, DZ. You guys are amazing.
We love you. We love you guys. We appreciate you. That's the type of win I like. Sit tight, Tammy. Hold on. We got to get a little bit of information from you. But, ooh, I got chills. I ain't even going to lie to you guys. Give me a second. I got to talk to him off air.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Allie is a little under the weather today, y'all. She will be back tomorrow. No worries. Well wishes. She's doing good. So I'm holding it down. It's the Hollywood Dirt with DZ today. And I don't know if y'all have heard, but Taylor Swift ain't the only one doing a movie, okay? Shameless plug, we are doing the Taylor Swift Eras Tour film. Don't forget, October 14th, you get the KISS keyword, you enter, you can win 4 passes. But another mega star recently just announced that they're also doing a movie. Yep. Who is it? Beyonce. She just announced, and might I add, just wrapped a massive 57-city tour that just ended a couple days ago. And immediately doubles up and goes, you know what? We're going to do the Renaissance Tour film. So y'all can expect that coming out to theaters in December. She announced she's going to be doing another movie like our young Taylor Swift is doing. And I think that's great. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for the people that might not necessarily get the chance to go see them live, have the time, the patience, the funds, whatever it may be, or the ability to travel, whatever it is, this is an awesome opportunity for everybody. So I support. We should be doing movies for everybody's concerts, especially all these big names. I mean, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, who else? Yeah, I mean, I remember when Michael Jackson did it, Justin Timberlake did it, plenty of other people have done it. You know what? Good on you, bae. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. As y'all know, Allie, a little under the weather today, so DZ holding it down. What's the word? And I figured the word was, I got to give you guys another update about this cat saga, I feel like it is, man, because If you guys have been following along, about a month back, Kat suffered an injury to where she had to be casted, broke her paw, completely broken. It was extremely sad. She's our oldest pet. I don't know if you guys know this. She is the OG. She is Granite. She is the top dog as a cat. I know that sounds funny to say, but she runs the household. Really, she's HBIC, right? She is the one. She's my first pet, close to my heart, near and dear. We've had her for 9 going on 10 years. We got her as a kitten, as a baby. And we've taken care of her. We made her awesome. She's super playful, really friendly, just an all-around amazing cat. And then now we got to struggle with the possibility that she pretty soon might be an amputee cat. And that made a struggle. You know, I brought it to the air. I brought it to y'all. I brought it to the fam, the people, right? Talked to you guys about it and really got some comforting factors. People called in, people texted in, 414-533-1037. And were really, really nice about just letting me know that she was going to be okay. Because in dog years, in our dog years, in human years, she's like 80, definitely like 80 some years old. So she's getting up there. And we were just worried if being this injured or if this injury was going to cause a huge, you know, inhibition of life and not a good type of inhibition, you know, a bad one. But after everybody talked about us or after everybody talked through it with us, we got some opinions. We spoke to family. We spoke to friends. We spoke to everybody. We're going to go with the amputation, y'all, just because the doctor did definitely say that we were going to be able to maybe give it another couple weeks and go from there. And I was scared. Me and my wife, this is a horrible time to have this happen. You guys know we're 7, basically 8 months pregnant now. My wife is ready to have this next baby. And for us to have an amputee cat at the same time that we have a newborn is going to be tough. So if we can cut a couple days off the occurrence and maybe give ourselves a little bit of a head start, not just us, but the cat more herself, let her get a little bit of a head start, that would be nice. You know what I mean? So, it's one of those things, though. Definitely appreciate y'all, appreciate all the kind words. And we're going to go with a close vet clinic. You know what? I don't know if I am going to tell you guys where we're going. It is a Milwaukee veterinary clinic. It is in the area, just so you guys know that. Let's just keep it like that. But it's going to be something that we got to get done ASAP. But that bag, y'all know I'm going to keep it a buck with you guys. I'm going to keep it 100. And it is expensive. Cats are expensive. Get the pet insurance. Somebody texted in and said, pet insurance DZ. It's what you need. It will save yours and their life. And they were not wrong. Not wrong in the least. Hey, yo. But we do what we got to do for the ones we love, man. And that's my family. Not just my wife. Not just our son, Sammy. Not just the next baby. Ooh, I almost told y'all the name. That's a different conversation for a different day. But all of us, the pets included, they become my family. And for somebody that doesn't think of animals with such like amazement and love because I didn't grow up with pets, they really just got into my heart, man. And I'm feeling a little tough by it, but I know that she's going to be better off for it. So I just appreciate y'all hearing me out and listening to me, I guess, rant, for lack of a better word to explain it. Thank you. Thank you. My panic mode is now over. Coming up next, the next key word to send you to see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour film. Keep it locked. It's Kiss FM. Hold on. We were expecting you to spell reputation just like that. Now, I'm going to spell it for you. R-E-P-U-T-A-T-I-O-N. Y'all got an hour to enter that Kiss keyword. You could go see the Eras Tour in theaters with us October 14th. 1037kissfm.com is the place to enter it. But real quick, y'all, before we get back up into it, somebody called and just provided me with some extra solace as far as our cat situation. And it's somebody we haven't talked to in a second. So you already know this is one of the OGs, OG. She was like, hey, listen, it's been a minute. And as far as I can say, you are safe. Corey in Waukesha, good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, it's so good to talk to you, Corey. It has been a minute. Dang, I forgot about your theme song, and that is no shots. I'm just saying, it's been a while.
No, it has. It's been a hot minute. I got so wrapped up, like, finishing up art stuff. I didn't have, like, time to do my normal stuff.
Listen.
Which one of those things is listening to you and Allie in the morning.
Well, we appreciate you, and honestly, you don't got to explain it to us. We know life be getting you. We just appreciate us being a part of your day to any degree. Happy to have you back, and you're safe on the audit. You will not get clipped. I'm checking your name off right now, okay, Corey?
Nice.
You were close. Woo-hoo. Nah, but you were telling me something about cats and just how much of a quality of life. So I just want to hear it one more time. Please, I need it because I do still have a little bit of nerves.
Yes. So I wanted to say that I felt like the amputation thing was a good choice because the cats can live to be like 30 years old.
Ooh.
My great grandmother had a cat named Otis, and he was like a curmudgeon of a cat, but he lived to be like 30 plus years old. And like he was alive. He was 20 when I was like 10. Like
Otis was older than everybody in the house.
Yeah,
including grandma.
Otis was a G.
Otis the OG. Honestly, with a name like Otis, you don't mess with that cat. Mm-mm.
Right. But he was a good cat and everything, and he lived for a very, very long time.
Okay, so. Okay, Corey, I needed to hear that. I really appreciate your call.
Yeah. Wait, I got one more thing for you, DZ.
Ooh, what's the other thing for me? I love things.
I love you and Allie so much, but I gotta say, you guys are killing me with cutting off that song early every single time.
Get out of here, Corey. I don't know what you're talking about. We're gonna talk to you later.
What song is it now?
Nope, nope, Corey. I don't even know what you're talking about, Corey. Nope. JK, JK, Corey. Oh, we love you so much. It's not this song, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. It's a different song, just a tad bit slower, but every song has its place. And speaking of, some Kane Brown tickets gonna have its place for you soon. Kiss. Wow, you guys don't even understand the brain explosion implosion that my body just went through. 103.7 Kiss FM, my brain is a mush. Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Yo, somebody's going to see Kane Brown June 20th at Summerfest. I know it sounds crazy to say, but listen, before you know it, it's going to be back to summertime, and we've got somebody on the line. We've got a regular on the line, and I'm gonna just say it. I was just talking to this regular off air because they called to talk to me about my cat. Y'all heard me talking about how sad I've been about my cat, and they called in and said, listen, positive energy, positive thoughts, all that good stuff. And I said it back and I was like, we'll talk to you soon. We got stuff to do. So before we get into it, I got to play the theme song. It's Amanda and Waukesha. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning again.
For real. I was just talking to you a few minutes ago and went, okay, we got to do this contest. I got to get you off the phone. Thank you for the cat news. I appreciate you telling me. You were telling me about your dog because the bully breed that they are, you know, they were born with a short limb. Let's call it a Nemo limb. So, and nobody notices. Nobody notices, right?
Nope, you would never know. She runs around with the best of them. She plays. She lives a happy life.
Well, and that's fantastic because that happy life, that positive energy, all that good stuff, that's led us to this because you're going to see Kane Brown.
Hey-o.
Yes, 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 yes. I mean, when I answered, I said, hello, Kiss, who's this? You know how it is. And you said, it's Amanda Waukesha. I went, no. The one I was just talking to? Oh.
I called back.
And you won. It paid off. Amanda, I'm so happy for you. You're going to see Kane Brown June 20th at Summerfest. Who are you taking with you?
Probably my cousin, Sammy. She and her husband are huge Kane Brown fans.
They're Kane Browners.
she's my little concert goer. I try and go to a bunch of concerts with her.
I love it. Well, congratulations again. Sit tight for a quick second. I do got to get a little bit of info from you, but congratulations. You're going to Kane Brown.
Thank you.
Your next chance coming up tomorrow. Don't miss it. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable, join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.